Second testimony, Sister Johnson.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. We're going to continue to lift her brother, even the brother at the church that he had been standing in agreement with us. Praise the Lord. But we thank God for that.
All right, y'all.
God, we love you.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
And this is my third sermon today. Amen. Pray for me, and I'm not saying it to brag, but saying it to let you know it won't be long. Amen. It won't be bugging you long. So pray for us. Amen. Beautiful service. I like it when it work out like that. You know, they got this movie come on called The A-Team. And the guy say, I like it when a plan comes together. So I like it when it's like that. Again, to the honorable pastor, my friend and my brother. And when I say that, I mean that. Pastor Lott, to Evangelist Lavallee, to all that are here, visiting churches and members, to my wife, my son on the piano, Gerald, my youngest son. Amen. We thank God for him. Young boy, he could be somewhere else this evening. And my friend, Travis, that's on the drums, another young man. It could have also been, so you know, it's good. He was waited up here in Ellick till we got here to come to church with us again. And he was already at some church in LeCount, probably my cousin Hill. But we thank God for their minds, because young people don't have a mind to serve God now. In fact, old folks don't have no mind to serve God. Amen. Well, they walking around with their pants hanging down on them, short skirts on. Amen. Trembling in high heels. I know that Arthur Rice gonna be bad that night. Cabinet full of icy hot. It's time that we get back to our Father's business and serve God like we're not going to be here always. Amen. You still be cute if you want to, but you still serve God. Amen. Sister McGee, husband, long lifetime friends right there. Long time. My wife and I both know, been there a long time. You still look good, both of y'all. Amen. I'm going to tell you, y'all look good. Y'all been looking like you're looking ever since I've known you. Amen. But I know the secret to looking young and good is a wholesome attitude of treating people right. Amen. And treating people good. And you got some folks that's evil. They look like a Halloween without putting anything on right now. Amen. They could just step out there and hold their head out for some candy because they look like witches already. Amen. All right, get your little laughing out the way. Now, I bet some of y'all feel better than you felt all the week, just laughing, huh? We want to thank Jerusalem Choir this evening. Amen. I won't brag on them, but in my area, they pleases me. And they please God. I won't say like some preachers say, the best choir on this side of heaven, because you may not have five members show up next week for rehearsal. Soon as you get to bragging on something that's not yours, that's not mine, that belonged to God. Amen. If God gave it to me this evening, I'd probably tell them all, no, I don't want you to go home with me, go back to your own house. But they're all good people. They're all family. So I don't brag on what's God's. Amen. Like the word, I don't take this and lift me up. Because if you get up too high, don't you know you got to come down? Don't you know you got to come down? Amen. Because we all got something that's covered. Amen. You look at the news, don't you? Don't you look at the news?
Yes.
Well, I don't need to say nothing else now. In the book of St. Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning at the first verse, I have two sets of scriptures, but they all mean the same thing. And since this is a women and men's day, we need to talk about women and men. Now it happened as he went, St. Luke, the 14th chapter, first verse. Now it happened as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? But they kept silent. And he took the man and healed him and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, which of you having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him regarding these things. Now, if you, 1 Peter, I need to find 1 Peter, 2nd chapter. And the 17th verse. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, 17th verse. That's a book you don't go to too often. And it hides behind the New Testament there. Got it? Say amen. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Amen. Talk about a true person. For a little while this evening, a true person. If you notice the last verse that you read, 1 Peter 7, 2nd and 17, it says, honor all people, period. There's a period behind that. There's no common, There's no apostrophe, there's no exclamation point, mark, there's a period. Honor all people, period. Love the brotherhood, period. Fear God, period. Honor the King, period. Amen. This little verse right here has so much in it that the whole Bible tells us about. Honor all people. Honor and respect live together. And they stay in the same neighborhood, down the same street. Amen. And you can go as far as to say they live in the same duplex. Honor and respect has all to do with a person's character. Amen. We come to church all the time. We always in church. And I said this morning that, do we know why we come here? Do we know why we come? The rich ruler told Jesus that he had been going to church since he was young. Mm-hmm. But yet there was one thing that he liked. Amen. It can become a custom to come to church, but we have more envy and jealousy and backbiting and backstabbing and everything in the church than anywhere else. I got more trust with some people on the streets than I have in some of the churches.
All right.
Because the people on the streets will watch your back, while the people in the church would stab you in the back. I don't have no light up here. I always keep me a light so I can say amen, light. So I'm just lost today. Amen. Honor all people. Respect all people, every ethnicity group, every ethnic group, every nationality, every color, every kind, every personality, every child that was born in the world, respect and honor that person. Honor your pastor. Amen. In the churches now, you have so many people that do everything else but honor the pastor. No respect for the pastor. If it can't be their way, they don't want it no way. My way or the highway. Amen. And I feel if you can't respect your pastor, you ain't listening to what God's saying either. And then go get mad and leave. The Lord done told me to go somewhere else. Well, if the Lord let you leave here stupid like you is and go over yonder, you're going to go over yonder stupid too. Amen. But if you're right in what you're doing, then you are productive in the church, and you leave a church and go somewhere else, then that church has a chance to be productive too. Amen. But if you keep doing something, Luther Vandross said, if you keep doing the same thing the same way, you get the same results. Amen. Honor all people. Sometimes people have people in their social status that they get along well with somebody a little lower than what they are. They disrespect them, look over them. Amen. All that we have, we are stewards over. We don't own anything. They even take the clothes off of you when they take you to the funeral home.